Good afternoon. Welcome. You ready for a shift? Let's practice. Downward dog. Drop your head towards the ground. Maybe shake your head out, yes or no? You can make some faces and loosen up the muscles in the face. There's a tendency for the muscles in the face to feel like we're wearing a mask. Relax the muscles in your face. Set your gaze on one physical point. See that your feet are about hip-width distance. And my request is that you play around with the foundation. The foundation is where the body meets the floor. You want to inspect that wholeheartedly. So there's visual measures, feet at hip-width, and both feet on 12 o'clock. Now spread your toes across your mat. Fan your fingers across your mat. You can move around just a little bit or a lot. Now come to center. Breathe out. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Take your upper leg to the left. Relax your neck. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Lift your left leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Move your upper leg to the right. From your core, walk to the front of your mat. Flat back. Lace your fingers at your lower back. Maybe use a yoga strap if you're having difficulty lacing your fingers. Lengthen your spine. Breathe in. Wrap your arms over your head. Lift your toes up. Spread them apart. Relax your neck. Breathe into your shoulders. Bring your hands to the floor. Ground your feet in your mat. Stand up. Lift your arms above you. Bring your hands to your heart center. One ohm. Look up, reach your arms above you, breathe in. Bend your knees, bow forward. Flat back, breathe in. High plank. Shift forward a few inches and come halfway down. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Set your gaze to one point. There's a shift immediately when you set your gaze on one point. That's because you have to be intentional about setting your gaze. Your eyes will wander around your whole life. Wandering eyes, wandering mind. Set your gaze. It's the foundation for vinyasa. Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk or jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Sweep up. Bend your knees. Bow down. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, high to low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk or jump to your hands. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, bow forward. Sweep up. Bow down. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, high to low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Make the sound of your breath come from your throat. It's a practice. Ujjayi breathing is a practice. It's interesting when you put the effort in to create the breathing, because it does, it takes muscular energy, that it's as if something awakens because we put that energy in. And it's an energy that comes from your heart. It's hunger to transform the body on your mat this afternoon. Breathe in. Breathe out. You got to really want to break through. Look forward and jump to your hands. Flat back. Bow forward. Thunderbolt. And now the inquiry for breaking through is, can we give up resisting resistance? Sit down into your power now. It's when your thigh bones approach being parallel to your mat. Lift your toes up. Move your shin bones back. Shift your vision up and breathe out. On your in-breath, get that hidden inch below you. Bow forward. Flat back. Low plank. Upward dog. Downward dog. Warrior one, step your right foot forward. Drop your back heel to your mat and stand up. Lift your arms above you. Set your feet so you're stable. Set your gaze so you can get in touch with your feet. Lift your toes up. Fan your fingers. Let's breathe together. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in. Breathe out. Fill your lungs. Empty them out. Sit down an inch or so. Take a huge breath in. Shift your vision up. Look to the mat. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Be intentional in creating the physical foundation of the pose. The metaphysical foundation, your commitment to what matters most to you. On the mat, it's a training to remember what matters most is the gaze and the breath. Keep returning to that simple practice. You'll be in your power. Shift your vision up. Take a huge breath in. Bring your hands to the floor, low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Down god. Let's keep things moving, okay? You have an awesome track. Take a huge breath in. Empty out. Listen for the soundtrack, the breath. Look forward and jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Pull the air in and sit low. Bow down. Come halfway up. Low plank. Upward dog. Downward dog. Warrior one, step your right foot forward. Root down, inhale, go up. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Root, rise. Exhale, low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Breathe in. Breathe out. Jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Bow forward. Flat back. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior. Step your right foot forward. Point to point. You're practicing drishti, your gaze. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior. Step your left foot forward. Fill the space. From the inside, shine out. Exhale, low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Breathe in. Breathe out. Push the air out. Get to zero. Jump to your hands. Flat back. Bow down. Thunderbolt. Forward bend. Flat back. Low plank. Up dog, down dog, warrior, step your right foot forward. Keep pulling the air in. Puff up from the inside out. Low plank, feel that heat building. Up dog, down dog, warrior, step your left foot forward. Low plank. Up dog, down dog. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Stay here or flip your dog. Be right at the edge of chaos and control. Practice breathing. Soften your heart in the space. Usually we clench. High plank. Spin your heels to the right. Take your left arm to the sky. You can bring your bottom knee to the floor. Sometimes it takes students a long time to realize that sometimes less is more. Sometimes more is more, but this is where you make the higher call. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Step your right foot forward, crescent lunge. Prayer twist to the right. Build your house on a rock. Check out that your feet are about hip width distance right to left, and both feet are on 12 o'clock. Five, you can straighten your arms. You can add blocks or binds. Four, keep your gaze steady. You'll be in the now, and then you'll know how to adapt into the pose. Three, the exit's on an in-breath. Two, warrior two. Extended side angle. Half bind. Set your gaze to one point. Seal your lips. Now move air and it'll move you. Five, you don't have to try hard. Four. Three. Drop your hips a few inches closer to your mat. Lift your toes and spread them apart. Breathe them. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Lift your left leg to the sky. Bend your upper knee. Stay here or flip your dog. Have good control of the foundation. Is it okay if you point your toes in a little bit? Side plank. Spin your heels to the left. Take your right arm to the sky. The inquiry, sometimes less is more. Sometimes more is more. If your foundation is intentional, you'll be able to play that edge. See, the edge is where we bring inquiry into the practice. We drop what we know and we listen. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Step your left foot forward, crescent lunge. Prayer twist. Five. In the science of yoga, observation is key. Four, your feet, 12 o'clock. Three, spread your 10 toes. From your core, press your feet in the floor, rebound up and twist a little more. Warrior two. Extended side angle. A master of setting your feet, your front foot on 12 o'clock and your back toes between 3 and 2 on the clock. Half bind. Observation. Now choose one point. Once you're complete with seeing the visual measures of the body, set your gaze on one point. Five. Off the body or off someone else's body, a physical point, a still point. Now make the brow smooth, seal your lips. How about your front knee? Nudge it over to the front baby toe just a little bit. Breathe in. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog, leapfrogs. Let's get our feet off the floor. Walk your hands towards your feet. Pin your hands in your mat. Bring your shoulders over your wrists. Now the key is to leave the floor with both feet at the same time. Be courageous. This is a good training for soul work. Five, press the inner edge of your feet together. Four, you don't have to like this. Three, it's a good that you're a yes for the practice. Two, thunderbolt, come to the front of your mat. Prayer twist to the right. Bringing resistance into view. Powerful asset. A powerful way of being for the student. Bringing resistance into view. And creating the necessary tension so you can withstand the rigors of staying through the resistance. Lift your toes up. You want your feet on fire. The musculature of feet active. And then the bones of your feet grounded into the mat. Turn your inner ankles back. Press your outer ankles to the floor. Observe your feet in action. Yoga is a verb. Look at your feet merging with your mat. Turn your inner ankles back, your outer ankles down. Listen carefully. This is really powerful instruction. Move your shin bones back, your pelvis down. And as your pelvis goes down, can you tilt it back and up? Five. Can you move your collarbones forward and up? Four. 3, you're unmessable with when you're holding true to your vision. 2, ragdoll, fingers to toes pose. Come halfway up, breathe in. Pull the crown of your head towards the floor gently. Straighten your legs so the tension's awakening. You don't want to drift off when you feel that tension. Sometimes the tension's overwhelming and we numb out around it. We check out around it. We a little dissociate. Let go of your toes. Crow. Same way when a pose gets called out that we don't like, we dissociate. We'll start scratching, sweating. 5, wiping the sweat, whatever. 4, 3, 2, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. Jump to your hands, flat back, bow forward. Thunderbolt, prayer twist to the left. You know, sometimes I'll wipe my sweat too. I don't want the teacher catching me though. Having a teacher or an observer of your body while it's practice, it's a great offering. It teaches us how to watch ourselves. Watch your feet. If you want to watch yourself, you have to fill your body up with awareness. And the methodology is to begin with what's touching the floor and investigate that, those points, like never before. Look at your feet. Your feet, you'll never have these 2 feet again in your life. Look at them there. Shape-shifting, moment to moment. They're actually not that ugly at all. They're masterpieces. Fall in love with your feet. About 10 counts. Get connected to your body. Feel what's happening right now. There's a steam cleaning. 5, be with it. 4, tilt your sitting bones back and your collarbones forward. 3, 2, ragdoll. Separate your feet hip width. Gorilla. Lengthen your spine. Breathe in. And lean in. Go slow. Ground the center of each heel on your mat. Lift your hips up and lean forward. Right, lean back. Take your hands out from underneath your feet. Crawl. Go right in. 5. 4. 3. 2. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Look forward and jump to your hands. Flat back. Bow down. Ground down. Stand up. Take your arms high. Breathe in. Eagle, bend your knees. Wrap your right leg over your left leg. Wrap your right arm underneath your left arm. 5. 4. 3. 2. Sweep up. Eagle. 5. If you're not injured, it's good. Bend the right knee. 4. You might want to put a block under your left foot. 3. Lift your elbows up to shoulder height. 2. Sweep up. Eagle. 5. 4. Stack your shoulders over your hips. 3. 2. Sweep up. Eagle. 5. 4. Your gaze, it's the foundation of vinyasa. 3, 2, sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Standing leg raise. Balance on your left leg. Lift your right knee up and make it square. Stay here. Or extend your upper leg. Take a toe lock. 1, 2, 3, 4. Take your upper leg to the right. Gaze to the left. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bring your upper leg forward. Lift your arms above you. Breathe in. Airplane. Encourage yourself to breathe. It's telling the truth. Half moon. Be at the front of your mat. It's good yoga studio etiquette. Stay here at half bow. Five. Tight. Come up on your fingertips. Four. Fingertips. Yeah. Three. Two. Ragdoll. Bring your hands to the mat. Walk your feet together. Stand up. Lift your arms above you. Bring your hands to your heart center. Standing leg raise. Balance on your right leg. One. Two, three, four. Take your upper leg to the left, gaze to the right. Bring your upper leg forward, lift your arms high. Airplane. Feel the air enter and exit the nostrils. Half moon. Yeah. Straightforward. Half bow. Yes. Five. Four. Relax here. Three. There you go. Good. Two. Ragdoll. That was good. Bring your hands to the floor. Walk your feet together and stand up. Take your arms above you. Bring your hands to your heart center. Standing bow. Lift your left arm up. Bend your right knee and grab your right ankle or your shin or your foot. Aim. Five. Four. You can dance with bending the bottom knee a little bit and straightening the leg. Three. Move your upper leg back to the sky. Two. Bring your upper foot to the floor. Standing bow. The process. Five. A training for our way of being, on the mat and off the mat. Four, giving up rushing, forcing. Three, two, bring your upper foot to the mat, standing bow. 10. Great contribution to the physical space you're in, playing the edge. You get out of your head into the willingness of your heart. Five, to be courageous. Got to be willing to let things come apart. Four, maintain your aim. Three, pull your belly to your spine. From the core to the floor, go up. Bring your upper foot to the mat. Standing bow. Most important work in the world is that we're here now. So it's a practice of just giving up. Striving to not arrive. To study each moment. Each moment is an invitation to stay the course with what matters most. Five. Accelerate towards straighter legs. Four. Lift your heart up. Three. Take the sides of your neck back. Two. Bring your upper foot to the mat. Three. Balance on your left leg. Bring your hands to your heart center. Lift your arms above you. Make your fingers, your arms, funnels. Straight lines from the fingers, the arms, the lateral body, the pelvis, the legs. Now root down and go up another inch. Bring your hands to your heart center. Lower your upper foot to the ground. Tree. It's self-compassion. Giving up everything and putting your attention, your whole awareness on seeing one point, knowing that you're seeing one point. Listening to my voice, knowing that you're listening to my voice. Create that space for yourself. Everything else dissolves but you being present, that you're present. Lift your arms to the sky. Consciously aware that you're right here, standing on one leg. Fan your fingers apart and shift your vision up. Breathe in. Gaze forward. Bring your hands to your heart center. Lower your upper foot to the floor. Reach up. Breathe in. Bow forward. Flat back. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog, warrior, step your right foot forward. Warrior two, straighten your legs. Triangle, put some blocks to the outside of your front shin. You can stack them up. Five. Four. Three, like a claw. Oh, look at you. You don't even need it. Look at that. Look at that. Two, tight, tight, tight. Stand up. Look at all that space in there, huh? Face left. That was great. Lift your arms above you. Drop your right arm by your side and bind your shoulders so your hands meet at the heart spine. Breathe in. Bow forward. I remember hearing that concept that when we were born, like our body, it was like we were born in an Olympic-sized pool. And then over time, as we get older, we kind of cornered ourselves off to like one little corner of that pool. And we don't go out and we actually don't swim through the whole pool anymore. So consider this concept showing up in your yoga poses, that you'll go too short of a stance right to left. This is a really good sequence to study the space between the feet, the grounding sequence. Maybe add, subtract, it's never too late. It's usually add space. Injured, maybe subtract space. But you gotta be, you gotta look. Breathe in, breathe out, stand up, face front, pyramid, fold over your front leg. I'll adjust my feet as I bow forward. And then as I complete the forward bend, well, deepen the forward bend to the maximum edge or whatever edge I choose to move to, I may reset the feet again. Twisting triangle. And then once I add a twist, I might reset the feet again. Maybe it's just spreading out the toes more. Five. But once the feet go dull, the lights go out in the pose. Four. Not now. Three. Two. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Hinge forward. Triangle. Five. It's usually 6 inches of space between the feet. Four. You take that space up. There's a little mini breakthrough. Three. Shoulder down. That was good. Two, stand up, face right, lift your arms above you. Drop your left arm by your side, bind your shoulders. Pigeon toe the feet, bow forward. Add space between the feet, and then, okay, so maybe you added 6 inches, 3 inches to the left, 3 inches to the right, and then maybe you subtract an inch right to left. And investigate. Now do toes up. Spread them apart. Lift your thigh muscles up. Breathe in. Empty out. Stand up. Face front. Pyramid. Yeah, I get that, David. Get this close up. There we go. Feel that? Twisting triangle. Go a little wider. Five. Four. You drift into the... Three. Two. Chaturanga. Up dog, down dog, high plank, low to your mat, four, three, two, one. Bring your arms by your side. Flip your head to the other side. Bow. No, I don't do bow. Do locus. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Maybe use a strap. Get your shoulders to your back. Press down and come on up. Five. Get that, Bri. Open now. Four. Yes, you feel the difference? Three. Two. Come down. Bow. Five. Four. Strong effort. Move your shin bones back. Relax your upper body into the effort. Come back to the floor. Bow. It takes a lot of courage to bring into view the edge and then to be with the edge, to soften around the edge. Five, four, to not clench. Three, move your shin bones back more, relax your upper body. Two, come back to the floor. Up dog. Down dog. Camel. Five. Four. Press your feet and your knees down into your mat. Three. Press your hips forward. Two. Down dog. Camel. Five. If you had your hips on a wall, they wouldn't come off that wall. Four, throughout the pose. Press your hips into that imaginary wall. Three, press your feet down. Take your hips forward. Two, down dog. Bridge. Press your feet down into the mat. Lift your hips off the floor. Five. Lace your fingers and shimmy your shoulder blades into the center line. Four. Lay on your back. Three. Be good. Two. Come down to the mat. Wheel. That's what I love about this practice. It's always perfect. Always. Perfectly imperfect. Press the floor and come on up. Five. Four. Move your height towards the back of the studio. Three. Two. Exit. Breathe in. Breathe out. Five more. Ready? Set. Press the floor. Come on up. Five, four, three, flip the knuckles. Two, come back to the mat. All right. Don't start scheming like I'll do three and then do two bridges. Get out of there. Ready, set, go. Five. It takes like three wheels just to take the film off. Three, two, all right. Breathe in, breathe out. Is that three? Oh, okay, ready? You can stay up for all three. Set, press down, come on up. What you say is possible creates what is possible. Five, be impeccable with your word. Four, three, two, bring your chin to your chest. Come back to your mat. Like, your body will tell you if you need to modify or do bridge. It's just telling the truth. That's all it is. Ready? Set. Press the floor. Come on up. This is where we break bonds with our old way of thinking. Five, understanding your resistance. Four, and meeting it with an open heart. Three, two, exit with ease. The upper arm bones. Display a pattern. All right. Let's complete with heart. Ready? Inspire your neighbor through your action. We call that yoga. Press down and come on up. Be at your best. At your best. On your A game. 100% commitment to your growth. Tell the truth. 10, 9. Calm as can be. We want to exit this pose with ease. 5. 4. 3. 2. Bring your chin to your chest. Come back to your mat. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Splay your knees apart. Close your eyes. Straighten your legs. Take your arms back. Okay. Relax your legs. I got them. I'll give them back. Breathe in. Empty it out. Pull your knees into your chest. You okay with this? And keep your arms over your head. Massage your back muscles onto the floor. Move side to side. Okay, I'm out of here. Dead bug. Let go of your feet. Straighten your legs on a vertical line and clasp your hands at the back of your head. Bring your left foot flat on the mat or make your left leg hover about an inch or two off the floor. Lift your shoulder blades off the mat. Breathe in. Exhale, come up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Switch legs. Breathe in. Exhale, go up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1. Eight, nine, 40. 10, 9, 8, 7. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift your legs up. Pull your knees to your chest. Bicycle. You're getting physically stronger, emotionally more resilient, and clearer with what matters most. Every moment you're on your mat, stay the course. Know that you're here on your back, moving bilaterally, so you can cultivate a center, a way of being that's unmessable with. About 10 more counts. Three, two, one. Lift your legs up. Sit on your forearms. Lower your legs 30%, 60%. Do big circles. It doesn't matter what direction. Go the other direction. Come to center and do legs down 2 inches. Five, this will be it. Four, three, two, one. Lift your legs up. Pull your knees to your chest. Twist. Take your knees to the left. Your chin to your right shoulder. Close your eyes. Feel your skin, and under the skin, the fascia, the muscles, energy streaming through the bones and the organs. Bring your knees up to center and over to the right. Bring your chin to your left shoulder. I don't know what quality of health it would be, but just to, you can't measure this. I mean, maybe kinesthetically or just feeling it and sensing it, but the power of being close to each other like this and practicing, paying attention, not getting caught up in each other's work. Like really powerful just to be. It's the same way if you do driving in a car, how you can get really pissed off. Like you could kill somebody in the next car if you get mad enough. Like does anyone experience it? Everybody experiences it. Everybody experiences that in the car. I'm not the only one. What, that you want to kill people while you drive? Yeah. If you don't want to kill people while you drive, you don't drive enough, and you probably drive really bad. Bring your knees up to center. And do we do the other side? Yes. Grab behind your thighs, rock and roll 3 or 4 times. Down dog. Half pigeon, lunge your right leg forward. Make this your meditation. Hopefully, what we discover by moving into our power is that everything we do is a meditation. You'll begin to see that you bring your attention to, okay, the body, practicing moving the body and feeling the body. We bring attention to where there's weakness and where there's disjuncts in the body, locked up energy. You can put a block underneath your right hip and maybe one underneath your head. And if that's not working and you don't feel relaxed while you're doing the work, then lay on your back and maybe put, if you're next to a wall, your foot on the wall. Do a half pigeon that way. Take your arms forward. Close your eyes. Yeah. Be conscious of your out-breaths. Get all the air out when you breathe out. Make that a science project, an experiment. Can you get all the air out? Downset the mind-body. Feel that soft air soothes all the edges, the anxious edges, angry edges. I talk to a lot of students about their practice. A lot of students share their practice with me. And a lot of students bring up anger and frustration and feeling that on the mat and a lack of self-worth. I heard it today. I said your feet, something about your feet. I go, look at your feet, and they go, my feet are ugly. People have that. It's just how we are. And we want to unlearn that. Just by looking and feeling and just staying with our bodies just as they are right now. Breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up. Down dog. Half pigeon, lunge your left leg forward. Put your head down on the ground. It's a good homecoming. Forehead to the ground. You know, I do that. So I do drive a lot in the car, right? And I drive down the Mass Pike a lot. And I'm astonished, even when I'm in Northampton or in Brookline, how disconnected I can get from the people in the other cars. Like, really disconnected. And I've been really training, when I can remember, to bring people into view when they're in their car. Not just see, like, a person in their car, but actually see it's like my mother disguised in another skin or something like that. And someone I really care about in another skin, and really seeing them as a human being just like me. It takes a lot of practice. Just being in this room is the antidote for disrupting that feeling a lot. Flex your upper foot. Relax your shoulders, relax your jaw. With 5 more counts. Breathe in. Empty it out. Double pigeon. You can cross your shins. See if you can get off the block. We'll try something. I'm going to show you. You sit down on the floor. Watch this. Can I use this?
Yeah.
Try this. All right. Lean in, close your eyes, meditate, bring into view what's happening right now on your mat. Bring into view, as if you could watch what's going on inside of you. Well, you can do that. Look, close your eyes and look in there. What's coming up? Breathe in, empty it out. Sit up, switch legs. Move into stillness. Is it different when you're intentionally being still? Like, you're breathing, you're not holding your breath, you're not frozen in time. But can you actually feel that the dance of moving into stillness? Like, look at the quality of attention. Flex your feet. Mark, get your feet, Mark. Yeah. Breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up. Seated forward bend. Start with your belly or your chest on your thighs. Relax your neck. Sit up. Inverted tabletop. Five. Four. Three. Press down and go up. Two. Come down. Take an inversion. You can do a waterfall with your legs up. You put a block underneath your pelvis. If you're next to a wall, you can put your legs on the wall. Shoulder stand, head stand. Just answer the body's call. What does the body need to move into deep rest? Come right back here, right here. The earth, the physical environment, gives us a point to meditate on, the physical environment. We are so disembodied, we have to practice making our skin receptive and the fascia and the muscles and the bones underneath and get at every part of the body on the floor so we get a sense of what being grounded is. And this is really where inquiry begins, self-reflection. How am I doing out in the world? Well, you just look at the mat. Look at how you are on your mat. Look at your body. Get a sense of how your thinking's landing in your body and your worldview's landing in your body. What's that saying? The mind is like the wind and the body is like the sand. If you want to know how the wind blows, look at the sand. You can take your feet to the floor, plow, curl your toes under, maybe even clasp your hands at your lower back. Develop so much more sensitivity and aliveness in our skin. Get a sense of what it's like to be in other people's skin. And as a practice, though, that won't just happen because it sounds like a good practice. You got to really practice and be in our own skin and know where our bones are and where our attention is at all times. If your knees aren't next to your ears, you can bring them there. Or just rest where you are. Take a few more counts. All right, remove anything that's in the way. Bring your pelvis to the floor. Pull your knees into your chest. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Splay your knees apart. Close your eyes and rest. Be in this body. Don't abandon it. Feel the skull, the shoulders. Unclench the hands, the jaw. Relax your belly. If you'd like to straighten your legs, go for it. Let your feet flop out to the side. Find the appropriate setting of the arms. They're below the heart. Let's practice when we drift off to come right back home, right here in the body that's on the floor. And when you drift off again, come back again. Make this your practice. Coming back right here, right now. Breathe in. Open your mouth, let it go. Breathe in. Empty it out. Roll over onto your right. Keep your eyes closed. Sit up. Put your hands in a prayer. Let's clear it out. Take a breath in. Empty it out. One ohm. Bring your prayer hands to your forehead center. Take a breath in. Together we say, Namaste. Peace and love. Good work, you guys. Nice job. Good work. Go have a beautiful day. Go get some water, get some electrolytes in your body. When you stand up, stay on your feet. Spray your blocks down. Put them up there neatly. I'd appreciate that, okay? And if you have any questions, ask me. I'll see you soon. Take care. You're welcome. You're welcome. Good job. Good job, man.